The chief executive of the HSE, Bernard Gloster, says he has no difficulty with using private capacity to speed up backlogs in the assessments of needs process. Thousands of children are currently waiting for an assessment of needs, the starting point or gateway for important treatments and therapies. The HSE has acknowledged that there are very serious delays, but says that staffing is a major issue contributing to the backlog. The government announced yesterday that it's open to looking at funding private assessments for those who've been left waiting. Speaking at the Forsa Health and Welfare Conference in Galway today, Bernard Gloster said a meeting on the issue by key disability managers will take place on the matter this afternoon.
There are challenges for those managers, and there are essentially two things. In accessing private capacity to do assessment of need for the some 4,000 people waiting for that. One, the private capacity has to exist. And two, we have to be assured by the process in which we engage or procure it that we've done that in a credible way. I consider it a significant enough challenge, and it's not just because of what the Taoiseach said yesterday, I said this 4 weeks ago. I consider it a significant enough challenge for us to waiver the immediate requirement of procurement and to procure what's available, provided it is of a quality standard. But if there's private capacity available to be used, we will utilise it, and I will mandate the full utilisation of that while we're waiting to run a procurement framework. The situation is far too critical for those families for us not to take urgent steps wherever we can. But I do want to be equally clear. The notion or perception that there is a whole range of private capacity available to do assessment of need is not necessarily translating into reality.
The chief executive of the HSE, Bernard Gloster, speaking this morning. Well, let's talk now to Dr. Damien Lowry, who's spokesperson for the Psychological Society of Ireland. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Lowry, and welcome to the News at One.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Now, as we know, there are many thousands of children waiting for long periods, over 12 months in some cases, for this initial assessment of needs. It's their gateway, isn't it, to treatments that they might need in relation to speech and language therapies and lots of other treatments and therapies that they need at this very important stage in their development. Does the private sector have the capacity to make a significant inroad into these backlogs?
It's a good question. It's not straightforward. I think one answer that I would give you from the outset is no, it's unlikely to. Outsourcing to the private sector is already happening. I wouldn't have the exact figures to hand, but from speaking to colleagues in community disability network teams across different CHOs, the HSE is already outsourcing to the private sector to try and cut waiting lists. So it's to be welcomed that the government is considering a proposal to reimburse families who perhaps might approach private practitioners directly without having to go through the assessments and needs process, and at least initially. But it's unlikely that there's an infinite amount of capacity out there to meet the need, and it is an unprecedented need that seems to exist at present.
For families now this week who might be considering or are looking for an appointment privately with a psychologist, what kind of timescale are they being told to expect?
It's going to vary, Brian, across the country again, but it wouldn't be unreasonable to say that in some areas, waitlist times can be several months at a minimum, if not several years in certain circumstances, and that's even privately. Some individuals that I'm aware of have even closed their lists to new referrals. Now, that's not to pour too much cold water on this proposal. It is a proposal to be welcomed. It will hopefully ease some of the strain that is being put on the system, but it's not an elixir. That's, I think, the most important thing to really highlight about this. It's not going to be a magic solution to a significant problem that we're all facing at present.
And are there parts of the country where the delays are longer than others? Is there a certain, to use the phrase, postcode lottery about this?
There are. I'm aware of statistics from mid-2020, which highlight, I guess, gaps in service and vacancy rates across different community disability network teams. I believe in 30% of teams across the entire country, there were 30% of posts unfilled. Now, it wasn't uncommon for certain services and teams to be unfilled to the amount of 50%. And I believe some teams in the southwest of the country had vacancy rates in the region of 80 to 88%. So those services are just inadequately resourced to meet the needs that are coming their way. The solution to all of this is increased resourcing of these teams. I know the PSI has been calling for that, certainly in relation to psychology posts. And it's to be welcomed that recent governments have allocated additional budgets for additional training places, particularly in clinical psychology, counselling psychology and educational psychology streams. And that's going to help downstream some of the demand that is not currently being met. But that's likely to take 3 to 5 years to wash through the system.
The consequences, Dr. Lowry, for a child who doesn't get an assessment in a timely fashion, it's a very important stage of their development. What are the consequences if they're not seen and that pathways aren't opened up to those other treatments?
Well, there are multiple consequences. I guess the most important one is that we know from all available evidence, it's a well-established fact that early intervention is helpful and delayed intervention leads to poorer outcomes. And that's for the individual themselves, the child at the heart of this conversation. But there are additional consequences that are borne by family members, parents, siblings, and indeed the wider family network, where it's incredibly frustrating, it's incredibly distressing when they are aware of needs that their child or family member has, and those needs aren't being evaluated in a timely fashion. In fact, it takes many years in some circumstances for a child to be evaluated. And only then are the services that that child might need highlighted and identified. Mm. My understanding is it's not part of the Act for the HSE to necessarily then deliver those services or provide those services after the AON is done, but rather to identify the pathways. So that then leads to further delays accessing those services. So a child who perhaps enters the system at the age of 4 or 5 may not end up having services being accessed until they're in their teenage years, which is just woefully, woefully inadequate.
If we take your own discipline in psychology, what kind of delays then? Once a child has got through that assessment and being judged to need the further attention in psychology, how long might they be waiting?
Well, it's important to say that on some occasions the timelines are met. There are individuals who have an assessment of need undertaken and completed within the legally provided framework and timeline, which is within 6 months. Now, in many, many cases, that's not the case. And delays are way in excess of that. And it's not uncommon for individuals to be waiting many, many years. And only at that point are they then clear about what services they need to access. And accessing those services can take many months at a minimum, if not many years again, whether one goes publicly and indeed whether one goes privately. Mm-hmm. And that's not to neglect the fact that private services and treatments can be quite costly, which not every family is in a luxury to be able to afford.
All right.
Which is why this is to be welcomed, the proposal by the government. All right. So it can take many, many years in some circumstances, which is ultimately adversely affecting the individual's development, adversely affecting the outcomes that they could otherwise achieve if their needs were assessed in a timely fashion and indeed met by services that they had been directed towards.
Dr. Damien Lowry from the Psychological Society of Ireland, thank you very much indeed for that.